Good morning. For WVIK News, I'm Herb Trix. Travelers arriving at Chicago's O'Hare Airport from Wuhan, China, will be screened for the respiratory coronavirus. Tuesday's decision by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention comes as health officials announced a man in Washington state is infected with the virus. The coronavirus has killed 6 people and infected about 300 in China so far. The U.S. is the 5th nation to report seeing the illness, joining China, Thailand, Japan, and South Korea. The virus, which is part of the coronavirus family, which includes severe acute respiratory syndrome, or SARS, broke out in Wuhan, China, last month. Well, the city of Moline wants to make it easier for residents to monitor city government. City council meetings are now recorded and available online, along with updated financial information. Network and database manager David Rowett says each meeting is recorded and published shortly after on the city website. The website will also carry financial reports.
The Line Stories website, they kind of aggregate all the financial reports that our finance department submits to them and just gives it a nice interactive graph and an easy way for residents to be able to see that information and access it from the city website.
Rowett says the financial information includes city revenue, expenses, and year-over-year changes in the city budget. The recorded Moline Council meetings will also be broadcast on Channel 18 for Mediacom customers twice a day at 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. Tom Railsback, an Illinois Republican congressman who helped draw up articles of impeachment against President Nixon in 1974, has died at the age of 87. Railsback died early Monday in Mesa, Arizona, where he lived in a nursing home in recent years. He represented the 19th Congressional District, including the Quad Cities, for 16 years, and was the second-ranking member of the House Judiciary Committee when it was conducting the impeachment inquiry into Richard Nixon. Railsback credited Nixon with getting him elected to Congress by campaigning for him in 1966. Railsback was defeated in a primary for re-election in 1982 by Ken McMillan. McMillan went on to lose to Lane Evans. Well, Davenport hopes creating another historic district will lead to even more development downtown. Tonight, the City Council will consider backing an application for the National Register of Historic Places. Kyle Carter, executive director of the Downtown Davenport Partnership, says the application is for what he calls the core of downtown, from 2nd to 5th Streets and between Perry and Western.
But it's not just about historic tax credits. I mean, there really is a civic pride element to this. We've discovered all kinds of fascinating bits of history about properties that I didn't know before that, you know, the public will have access to. Just some really cool stuff, and there's a lot here to be proud of historically.
Once the City Council has approved the application, it goes to the state and then to the National Park Service, where Carter hopes it can be approved by the summer. Already on the National Register is a section of downtown Davenport called Motor Row, which includes the eastern ends of 2nd and 3rd Streets. And officials say a computer error in Illinois' new automatic voter registration system may have led to more than 500 non-U.S. citizens being registered to vote, 16 of whom cast ballots. The Illinois Secretary of State's office has acknowledged a mistake, saying it was an isolated incident. For WVIK, Quad Cities NPR, I'm Herb Trix.